الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم، إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم، إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. الله تبارك وتعالى from أتي أمر الله in سورة النحل He was telling us, who are we human beings? He has put our food there for us. Then he has given us the firmament. Not only did he make us able people, he also made us to have resources to do our work. All this we discussed. Then he now came to tell us, what are those habits that as each individual we should try to abide by? Then he told us that these habits between us and him, Allah, between us and ourselves, between us and the creation of Allah, we can only get it from him. Inna hazal Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. It's the Qur'an that can guide you to the most upright path. But starting, وَقَدْ يَرَبُكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. From Allah himself, don't worship any other than him. Then to your parents, then to the relatives. From the relatives, then Allah took us right inside ourselves to tell us how do we behave. Our children that we are going to give birth to, we should not kill them just because we are afraid of poverty. We should not go close to fornication and adultery. We should not kill any human being. When we are put in trust of things, we should keep the trust, particularly with orphans. When we also make oaths on covenants with Allah, we should try to fulfill it. Wa'afu bil ahd. When we now come out to serve people, we should serve with justice and no cheating. Wa'afu al-kayla wal-mizana. Wa'afu al-kayla was a noble custard is mustaqim. Then, after that, Allah has told us most of the things that we should do. He now came back to us. When I ask, do, don't do, behave like this, don't behave like this, then how do you go about it? Wala takfu, don't follow. Ma laysa laka bihi ilmun, whatever you don't have knowledge about. Why? Inna sam'a, the hearing, wal basara, the sight, wal fuada, and the heart, kullu ulaika, each of these, kana anhu mas'ula, they are going to be called to reckoning. They are going to be questioned. Here, Allah is the one that told us in Surah An-Nahl, wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'an wa ja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal afidata qalilan ma tashkurun. Allah is the one that brought you out of the wombs of your mother. Wa ja'ala lakum as-sam'a, and he gave you hearing, wal absara, and seeing or sights, wal afidata, and hearts, qalilan ma tashkurun, little do you give thanks. Also in Surah Sajda, he said, وَجَعَلَكُمْ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. But here, he said, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَلَا تَكْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ. Whereas in the other places, he started by saying, it is only Sam'i is singular. The rest are plural. Here, all of them are singular. You know, Allah is the one talking. If you see waw in the Quran, you may not know why. It has its meaning. If you see a letter following the other, it has its meaning. On the day of judgment, we are going to continue to be studying this book that is before us. Allah is us telling us, la takfu, don't follow. Because kafa is what is at the final end. Mukaffa aminun wa huwa fi rusul mujtaba. It's part of the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mukaffa, the one that is final. When you are following, it's the back of what you are following that you are seeing. Do you know it very well before you follow it? Don't just rely on the back that you are seeing. Wala takfu, don't follow. Ma laysa laka bi ilmun, what you don't know, have knowledge about. Here, are we talking of ignorance? Are we talking of illiteracy? What are we talking about? Ignorance is different from illiteracy. Ulama, they said Imam Malik, he said, La adri nisful ilm. I don't know is half of knowledge. Which means, you don't know, but you already have half of knowledge. Which means ignorance is not knowledge. But illiteracy is knowledge. Because an illiterate, he agrees he doesn't know. So when you are going to teach him, you don't need to clean anything. The heart is clean. But an ignorant person has something else in his mind. And after he has filled his mind with something else, he comes now, you are telling him he has his own views. That's why the Prophet said, La yuminu ahadukum hatta hawa'u tabi'an limajitu bihi. Everybody has his own passion. You already desire to follow something. Whatever you are following, is it out of knowledge or is out of your own passion? Everybody has his passion. And Allah does not want us to follow passion. We should follow the truth. The truth, for example, if you have two people, this one said, this is the correct thing. The other one says, this is the correct thing. And a third person comes that does not know at all. Who of you does he follow? He is put in doubt. Because he does not know. An example is a person who came to ABU here. From here, he wants to go to IAR. All of you know IAR. He's in engineering here. He wants to go to IAR. Then he asks one person, how do you go to IAR? One of them said, no, if you want to go to IAR, go towards the left. You do this, you do this. Then the other person said, no, go towards the right. You do this, you do this. He does not know anything. So who does he follow? This is where the general public has been put into serious trouble. Definitely among these two, one of them is correct. The two of them are not correct. So you find the third person that does not know and wants to know now is in dilemma because he is put in doubt. That's why Sayyidina Ali said, if the one that knows talks and the one that does not know was to keep quiet, the problem of the world would desist. Because this one, the illiterate does not know, he wants to learn. This person he knows. This third one come, he doesn't know. He says to he too, he knows. That is the one you call ignorant. Or ignoramus. He doesn't know. He doesn't want to accept that he doesn't know. So he makes the person that knows and put him in trouble of explaining. So this is different between ignorance and illiterate. An illiterate, if he comes, you teach him right like this. Okay. This is how you go. Okay. Don't go like this. Okay. This verse you are saying, وَلَا تَكْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Everything you are going to do in this world is tied to it. Now, there are things that you want to do, but your passion does not is telling you, wants you to do what is easy or what you like to do. The other person the same thing. Then how do we have judgment? We have to bring somebody that has no passion in that issue and that yet has knowledge. That's what Allah is the one that doesn't have. That's what Allah is the one that will bring the Quran to come and tell us. Particularly on those things that I said relates between you and God, between you and yourself, between you and others. But what relates between you and the whole creation, that Allah allow you, go and test. If you fail, you see that you have failed. If you, for example, you plant wrongly, will it germinate? So you now know that you are wrong. But what of relationship between you and Allah? If you do it wrongly, you wouldn't know until the hereafter. And then when Allah said, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ, He gave you hearing, because hearing is only one. As I'm talking now, there is only one noise all of you will hear. But وَالْأَبْصَارَ, when we look, the eyes alone can differentiate between 2.3 million different colors. What I may be seeing is not what you are seeing. Even in the human being, you may be looking at the head, I may be looking at the shirt. So that's why Allah said, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ. Then the heart is still much more white. By the time everything comes to your heart, what you are thinking of the man, his dress is very beautiful. What this man is thinking about him, this man is very noble. What the other one is thinking about him, this man is very tall. So that's why I said, وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. أَفْئِدَةَ is plural of فُؤَادَ. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ. Each of these is singular. And in the day of judgment, you will be asked alone, you yourself, as how you use each of these. Nobody else is going to be asked. Then you hear hearing. أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَبِعُونَ الْكَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. If hearing will commit sin just because he has heard, what caused it to hear? Somebody else was the one talking. Then which means the load or the responsibility on the one that is talking is worse, is more, is heavier than the one that is hearing. But you that you are going to hear, you should choose where you go to. Then the one that is talking, what is he using to talk? Tongue. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mu'az bin Jabal, أَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ, the one that knows halal and haram best. One day they were traveling with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, one morning I just found out that I'm close to the Prophet. There was nobody closer to the Prophet than me. Quickly I asked the Prophet, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَخْبِرْنِي أَنِ الْأَمَلِ يُدْخِلْنِي الْجَنَّةَ وَيُبَعِدْنِي أَنِ النَّارِ. Tell me such a work that if I do, it will get me into paradise and it will distance me away from hell. He looked at him. He said, you have asked about a great thing. It's going to be easy for the one that Allah has made it easy for. Worship Allah alone. Don't associate anything with Allah. Pray. Give zakah. Watasumu Ramadana. Fast the month of Ramadan, atahujil baita. Go to Hajj. Because he's talking to Muaz. Muaz has facilities to do zakah, fast, and do Hajj. Then he said, this is not enough. You have to do, after obligatory, you have to do what? Voluntary and supererogatory services. Ala adulluka ala abuwab al khairi. Will I not show you the path of doing goodness that will increase you in this? He said, Asawmu junnatun. Try to be fasting apart from Ramadan. It will stand and keep you away from any evil. He said, Wasadakatu tutfiul khatiata. Be doing sadakat all the time. Don't say you have, you don't have. Just be doing sadaka. It's going to take away a lot of your faulty deeds. Wasalatu rajul fi jawfil layl. Try, even if it's 2 rakahs, stand in the night and pray. Because it will assist you a lot. Then he said, Prophet, he now recited a verse for me. Tatajava junubuhu anil madaji'i yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'an wa imma razaknahum yunfikun. Falata alam nafsun maakfi lahum min qurrati a'yun Yaza and Makan Yamon. He said, he started this verse to me. Because this people, Allah is going to give them reward that they themselves today, they don't know. Ma la ayn ra'at, wa la uzun sami'at, wa la khatara ala qalbi basharun qat. What eyes have never seen, what the heart have never thought about, what ears have never heard. Why? Tatajafa junubuhum. Because in the night, their sights used to be out of their bed. Then he said, ala akhbirka bi ras al amri wa umudi wa sarwat zanamihi. Will I not tell you what is the head of this affair as a whole? What is the pole, the column that is keeping it to stand? And what is at the peak of it? He said, the head of this affair is Islam. Be a Muslim. Al Muslim man salim al Muslimuna min lisan wa yadihi. Then, wa umudihi as salat. Salah is the one that is keeping Islam up. Wa zarwat sanamihi. And for you to get to the top, always jihad. Jihad to nafsi. Jihad, the big jihad, the jihad al Asgar al jihad al Akbar, to fight yourself until you bring it to the point. Then after that, he said, Allah adulluka ala malaki zarika kulli. Out of all this I've mentioned to you, will I not tell you one thing that owns the whole of this, that is putting hold on the whole of this? He said, bala ya Rasulullah. Oh, O Prophet, tell me. He saw the Prophet, took his hand and did this. Kufa alayka haza. Hold your tongue, be very careful with it. Mahaz bin Jibril said, anwaakhidhu man dakallambi. We are going to be held with what our tongue says. He said, sakulatuka umuka. May your mother be bereaved of you. Wahala yakubun nas bin nari ala wujuhihim aw ala manakhirihim ila khasair asnatihim. Will people fall on day of judgment with their face head into the hell, or with their nose head into the hell, except because of the harvest of their tongues? Because the tongue is the one that is saying, that makes the ears to hear before the ears will commit what it commits. Inna sam'a, this hearing that Allah has given you, He didn't give you for nothing. And there is a mistake that a lot of us do. Let us allow our children to grow. We are not allowing our children to grow. We want to dictate how they should grow. Most of us here, look at Professor Haman is here. Ask him. Professor Bello is here. Ask him. When he was small, who was calling him to teach him in the house? Who was preparing breakfast for him and put him in a car to take to school? Who was doing all those? Nobody. You are allowed to grow with your peers. You go to the street. You meet with your own mate. You go together. Today we don't allow that. This child already has knowledge before he came to this world. The doctors, they say a child from the age of 16 weeks in the mother's womb, he has started hearing. The ears are developed. Even if whatever the child is saying, the language the mother is speaking all the time, he's already hearing it. Which means, even if you are playing Quran at that time, the child is already hearing. We saw a lady, a girl that became a hafiz of Quran at the age of 3. And what happened? The mother is teaching Quran. It's the hafiz of the Quran, daughter of Sheikh Dair Bawachi, and is teaching Quran. And she has a lot of women, and they are always coming to her front. She's teaching, they are saying it, she's correcting it, she's doing this. Up to the time she gave birth, the child always with her. She is doing this. Then the child got to the age of 2. She started talking. They hear him. He will say the Quran. At the age of 3, something, it became different. When somebody come and is reciting the Quran and he's mistaken, the girl would pick it up. Then they now know, what's happening? Then they now started testing the girl. They found that she has already memorized the Quran. So the hearing from the age of 16 in the womb, that same age, the Prophet ﷺ told us that وَيُرْسَلْ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَكِ, that angel will be sent to it. وَيُنْفَقْ فِيهِ الرُّوحِ, and that the soul will be blown into it. From that age, the child has already started hearing. Until he comes out, his hearing is already developed. The hearing develops first. That's why Allah keeps measuring it first. When a child comes out, the hearing is already developed. So this child that comes out, the hearing is developed. Allow him to hear and train him and show him what not to hear. Wal basara. Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ad. Basara, the sight. Not everybody has sight. Sight has to work with the hearing. Sight, you can choose not to see this direction or choose not to see that direction. But your ears is not easy for you to see. That's why Allah said, "Alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsanahu." You will hear a lot of things, but follow the one that is good. But when he came to Basar, he said, "Kullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim." Lower your gaze because you have control over that. Then there is something very important in hearing. The organs. Just now I was discussing with a friend of mine. The organs of hearing, if it has problem, you have problem. Because the balancing of the human being is in the organ of hearing. The whole balancing. If that the organ of the hearing is destroyed, even to for you to walk normally is difficult. The whole human being is balanced through his ears. Because it has to weigh the sound it hears. Then the eyes have to look and the magnetism have to be balanced. Then you walk normally. This walking you are seeing. Because the human being is always walking on one leg. Not two legs. At any time, only one leg is on the ground. So if you are not very balanced, how can you stay? And the balancing is based on the ear. Which means whatever you hear, weigh it. Balance it before you proceed with it. Allah is telling you this. Physically and as you are hearing. You don't just say, "This person told me this." Wait. Then, well for add. Then your heart. It's in your heart that your iman is. It's your heart that believes. If you are worshipping Allah alone, you know. If Allah is telling you, talking to you, other people are talking to you, ask yourself. Don't allow passion to take over you. That's why Allah is saying, "Kullu ulaika," all this. Because your heart, when you, all of us, if not negligence, ask yourself, how do you live? Your heart has to beat. How many times does it beat? About 100,000 times a day. Every day, about 100,000 times, just beating, for it to beat and pump blood to all parts of your body. That's where your mind is. Then this heart that is beating, you have to feed it continuously. With what? With oxygen. The air is coming inside your heart, but it will come. It will throw away every other gas except oxygen. Then it will also excrete carbon dioxide. If your heart physically takes something, throw away the rest, you too center what you are taking inside your heart and throw away the rest. Nobody can force you to take what you don't want to take. Breathing alone, you breathe about 20,000 times a day. If Allah stops your breathing now and it gets to 5 minutes, you get asphyxiated, you die. As long as you are breathing, think about your breath. That's why Sheikh Ahmad Tijani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says his students, he doesn't allow them to smoke. Because it is going to affect your breathing. Physically, if you are not correct, how can spiritually in the same heart you will be correct? When he said this, people did not understand him. Of course, he's taking his knowledge from where you are and you cannot get to. So that's why, let us be careful with our heart. Let us plant trees. Let us be careful with what you hear. Let us plant also trees in our heart. The tree of Iman. So that we don't allow things to just enter our heart and stay there. Don't sit down and be thinking bad of somebody. It's in the heart. Allah knows. Don't sit down and make opinion about somebody. You don't know, you have not seen him. You don't know who he is. You just sit down and make opinion about him. There are people who have made opinion about us. When we spread the white cloth, we are worshipping it. They make that opinion and it's in their heart. On the day of judgment, if they've now found it's not like that, what are they going to tell Allah? I'm sorry? Huh? Kullu imrin yawmin shanu yugni. You have enough to bother you. From today, whatever is not, you don't have knowledge about, put it aside. wala taqfu ma laysa laka bihi ilmun. If you want to repair your car, go to the mechanic. Don't take it to a medical doctor. If you go to the mechanic, don't say, can he read, can he write? Watch how many cars has he been repairing. Because it's not the issue of reading, it's the issue of using your hand to walk. If somebody is sick, take him to a doctor, not the mechanic. No matter how good you are, we have historians here. Professor Kodabe is a historian. Professor Harman is a historian. They have knowledge of everything because history, it covers everything. Can they just say because they know how they can read very well, open the book of medical doctors and start operating people? If they do that, inshallah, the person will die. So let us be very careful. There is nothing that is important in this world that you don't study. How can somebody come to you? He said he's a malam. You should follow him. Wala takfu, don't follow. Before you follow him, where did he train? Ask yourself. He trained in such and such a university. Fine. Where has he been working? Because a lot of the people that came to destroy Muslims today, they didn't have certificate of practice. They never had certificate of practice. If you go to Buhari, he has ijaza from his madam. Muslim has ijaza. Imam Malik has ijaza. With ulama, the certificate of practice is ijaza. That's why Imam Buhari, if he's going to relate a hadith for you, he'll say, from me, I had this. From this, he had this. From that, he had that. From this to this Sahabat, from this Sahabat, then to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Not that he just says. How can somebody say he's leading you in the most important thing in your life, your relationship between you and God, and he doesn't have a malam? If he has a malam, that's the best. His malam has no one. Please don't let's fool ourselves. On the day of judgment, Allah is going to ask you, why did you say this is correct? Why did you say this is not correct? Why did you make up your mind on this? Why didn't you make up? Because we are talking of the heart now. Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ad. Your heart, it will be asked, why did you make your belief in this? This person is bad. Why do you have that? So just keep to what you have knowledge. Whatever you don't have knowledge of, if they ask you, say, la adri. If you say you don't know, it's half of knowledge. And the person who I said this is who? Imam Malik. Somebody came to him with over something questions. He said, Imam Malik, I'm from a village. I came to these questions with you. Imam Malik solved about 10, 11, 12, 13, I can't remember. Then he said, the rest I don't know. How? What will I tell my people that I came to you? You are the one, you are the Alimul Medina. You are the knowledgeable man of Medina. And you said you don't know the answer. I said, when you go, tell them. You met a man, when you what you ask him, what the one he know, he gave you the answer. The one he does not know, he said, I don't know. Half of knowledge is, I don't know. So Allah is going to ask you, is a trust. Your hearing is a trust. Your sight is a trust. Your heart is a trust. Don't use it wrongly.
وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا.
وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Then Allah has finished. If you are now a human being who has all this knowledge, you know how to behave to your parents, even up to your old age, you know how to behave to your children, you know how to spend your money, you know your left and your right, you know what to ask and not what to ask, you know what to see and not what to see. Allah said, after we have told you this, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Allah has come now to habit. Don't walk on earth in a gaitly manner. You are walking gaitly, raising your head, pumping, because you feel Allah has given you what He has given you. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. As you are doing that, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَحْرِكَ الْأَرْضَ, you can never, you know, punch the earth, because you are walking the manner you are walking. وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. And you can never be so pompous and so haughty and so proud to be as tall as the mountain. Allah is the one talking to us. That's why when Sheikh wrote his book, Rule Adab, at the age of 21, after I told you that he said you should acquire four types of knowledge. One, how do you know God? Two, how do you worship Him? Three, for you to know the status of yourself, so that you know how to control yourself, your heart. The fourth one, he said, Al-Adabu, Al-Adabu, Ya Za Salik, Fe'innahu Al-Babu, Likulli Salik. Mana, characters, oh my friend, because it is the door to everything. He said, Waltaku, Khashian, Ahat Tawadu'i, Walasta Fil Wudu'i, Bittahadi. Then, be somebody that you are always in fear of Allah. Always humble. By your being humble, you don't get debased because of that. He said, if you want to understand what I'm saying, he said, Fal ilmu wal gina wal khizbun kod atat wa harakatul habbi fihi narasat. Wal jahalu wal fakru wa jadbun kod atat wa harakatul raf'i fihi narasat. He said, look at the way Allah has done His world. You see, Sheikh is using very simple thing to children that we neglect to teach us. He said, when you ask, he said, everybody likes to be knowledgeable. What is knowledge in Arabic? Ilmu. Everybody wants to be rich. What is riches in Arabic? Gina. Everybody wants a woman or a land that is fertile. What is fertility in Arabic? Khizbun. He said, these words, cut atat, they came. Waharakatul habdi fihi narasat. Look at the voweling. Their voweling came low. That's why everybody is looking for it. When you say ilmu, you start what? Ayn kisra e, not a. Gina, to say gina, riches. Gain kisra gi, not ga. Khizbun, fertility. Kha kisra hi, not kha. So they came and they made sure they were the vowelin of lowering themselves. You say, what of fakru? Sorry, what of jahalu? Ignorance. Jahalu. What of fakru? Poverty. Fakru. What of infertility? Jadbun. Jadbun. Kat atat. Waharakatu raf'i fihi narasat. Ignorance came with haraka on top of his head to show that he's up. Is still ignorant. Fakru, poverty came, raising his head up, is still poverty. Infertility came, raising his head up, is still infertility. He said, Fazi isharatun iza akalta, ra'ikatun fatudri ma ulhimta. In what I've told you now, continue to build other ways with it, is something for you to contemplate. Then he went and he said, La tatakabbar ya akhi, la tasuda, wa la taksha. Siwahu Uhumila. He said, oh my brother, he said, don't ever be pompous and don't be jealous of your people. He said, fear Allah. He said, don't desire anything. He said, Wal kibru imma bi ulumin aw nasab aw zumarin aw fili ta'atin nashab. He said, when you see a person that is pompous, why? Either is because they say he's knowledgeable. Who is he? He's a professor, and so what? There are people who don't know how to recite Fatiha well. Wallahi, they are ahead of all of us. Because their mind knows nothing but Allah. Allah knows them. Rabbukum a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. Allah knows what's in your heart. That's what He's judging. Aw nasabin. Some people, because they come from a family, they say, I'm from a royal family. What is royal about it? Tell me any family that is royal. What's royal about it? Is in this world somebody come and say, I'm the king. Then they say it's royal. And so what? All of us are chief children of Adam. Who among them Adam will say he doesn't love? The children of one father. Then you now come and say, this one is, or because he's white man, or I'm an American, or I'm, what is all this? House of Marine. Oh, you suddenly belong to a club. I'm a member of Rotary Club. He's a member of Lions Club. He's a member of a particular club. They don't allow other people to enter. And so what? Or feel ta'atin nashab. Or it is that you worship Allah a lot. Always you are fasting. Always you are reciting the Quran. Always you are standing in the night. So because of that, when you come out of the night, Kai, I know I'm worshiping. You ask yourself, why are you able to stand? No, I couldn't. How many times do you finish the Quran in a month? I finish sometimes, not even in a month, once in a year or once twice in a year. Then you see yourself as better. Why? Is it what Allah is looking at? Ma'asiyatin turisu zillan khairu wata'atun turisu kibran sharru. Sheikh said, even evil you commit, sin that you commit that will make you to bring your head down and start asking Allah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, wa inni tubtu ilayka, and asking Allah to forgive you, he said, this sin is better than somebody who did the work of obedience and is proud. He said, وَلَا تَخْلِصْنَا الْآفَاتِ وَلَا تَخْلِصْنَا الْآفَاتِ إِلَّا بِشَيْخٍ عَارِفٍ تُوَاتِ. All these four, don't think it is easy to leave them. You can never be free of them except you find somebody who knows Allah, he's close to Allah, then you are always with him and you are seeing, you are taking from him. Don't go to useless places and be taking and allow your ears to be hearing rubbish. There are places where you sit down, all they will talk about is money. There are places where you sit down, all they will talk about is women. There are places where you sit down, all they talk about is having big cars, having this. No. Go to wherever you sit down, all they are talking about is Allah and the Prophet. That's why I said the other day, it is not possible for anybody in this world to say people of Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, they are not ahead. Look at the times Allah comes out through their mouth every day. To their heart and through their mouth. The name of Allah. Look at how many times the name of the Prophet comes through their mouth and their heart every day. Look at the number of times the eulogy of Allah, praising Allah, comes through their heart and every day. The heart will testify that day that all the time, my heart is saying, Allah, 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 Allah. My ear is hearing, Allahumma say Allah, say Naamud. Allahumma say Allah, say Naamud. My mouth is always saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. You are not doing the same thing and you are criticizing them. So that's why Allah is telling us, let's not go on earth walking haughtily. وَلَنْ تَخْرِكَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ تُولَى. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِكَ الْأَرْضَ. By doing that, you cannot puncture the earth. The earth is going to consume you, finally. You can never be as high as the mountain. Allah has only given you some dignity. Hold dignity in humility.
كل ذلك كان سيئة عند ربك مكروها.
كل ذلك كان سيئة عند ربك مكروها. All this that we have mentioned that you don't do. كان سيئة. It is, all these things are bad and evil. عند ربك مكروها. With Allah your Lord, all these things are hated. Here, we have to be very careful. Don't go about and say, I read the Quran. Zina is not haram, it's makruh. I read the Quran. Eating somebody's wealth is not zina, is not haram, it's makruh. There is what you call istilahi. And then the Arab, we have the language itself, the lugha. When Allah says something is makruh, it's haram. If you look at how they sat down, they said, this is wajib, this is sunnah, this is mandubi, this is makruh, this is haram. This one is istilah. This is what you call terminology that is acceptable between them. So here, Allah is not talking on the issue of terminology. That's why whenever you are reading the Quran or you are reading the Hadith, if you are not having a guide, it's very easy for you to go astray. Because you already are used to some terminologies. And the Quran is not talking of terminology. The Quran is talking in Arabic language. Quranan Arabiyan la'allakum ta'kilun. Its Quran is in Arabic. This terminology was later developed by ulama to assist us to standardize things. So makruh here does not mean it is reprehensive. No, it is haram. Kullu zalika kana sayi'atan inda rabbika makruha.
ذلك مما أوحى إليك ربك من الحكمة ولا تجعل مع الله إلهنا آخر فتلقى في جهنم ملوما مدحورا.
ذلك مما أوحي إليك ربك من الحكمة ولا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتلقى في جهنم ملوما مدحورا. الله said, all this that you are hearing from us, إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم. This is the Quran talking. Quran is the only thing that will guide you to the most upright path. Zalika, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mimma awhe ilayka rabbuka min al-hikmati. This is out of the wisdoms that Allah has inspired unto you. Your Lord has inspired unto you. Zalika ma awhe ilayka rabbuka min al-hikmati. Therefore, wala taj'al ma Allah ilahan akhar. Don't put anything other than Allah to Allah. Doing that, fatul kefi jahannama, then tell them, any of them that do that, fatul kefi jahannama, he will now be sent to hell. Maluman, an object of blame, as he's entering there, the angels are blaming him. Madhuran, an object of rejection, ostracized, he will be rejected, ostracized, he will be there blaming himself. Then the angels will be blaming him. Alam niyatikum nazir? He will be asked. Qalu bali qad ja'ana nazirun fakazabna wa qulna ma nazalallahu min shay'in antum illa fi dhalalin kabir. Qalu law kunna nasma'u aw na'qil. They will now reverse what has been said. Angels will be asking you, huh? No one came to you? Bali qad ja'ana nazirun. It's true, one came to us. But we said you are liars. Fakazabna wa qulna ma nazalallahu min shay'in in antum illa fi dhalalin kabir. Wa qul law kunna nasma'u an akilu, had we been hearing or paying attention with our brain, ma kunna fi ashabi sayyir, in another place we don't have been companions of hell today. So Allah is the one talking to us. Let's not associate anything with Allah. Anything Allah cannot talk and he says somebody else talk, who is he? And I've said before, most of the things that Allah make injunction on are the most important things in life. What are those things? How do we relate to him, Allah? We don't know Allah. How do we relate to ourselves? وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. How do we relate to other people? Because the human being is the most complex creation. But other creation, if we don't relate well, it will not yield. So we are allowed to go there and test and experiment. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he saw them, they were going to pollinate their date. He said, must you pollinate your date? You don't have to pollinate it. So they left it. That year he did not do. He said, he didn't do. He said, yes, if with respect to the issue of your world, you know more about it. Anta alam bin umur dunyakum, go and be doing it. Which means, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah wanted to show here that whenever you just take decision without knowledge of a particular thing, it will not work. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his mujiza, if he said the day should pollinate, it will pollinate. Because we later saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went, he planted date for Salman al-Farisi, and all of them, the same year, they pollinate, without pollination, all of them, they fruited. But whatever you are going to do, have the knowledge. Go and study it. You see, you come to the university here. You are taught by this teacher. You are taught by that teacher. You are taught by that teacher. But the day that you are going to ask to write something for yourself, one teacher is detailed to you. One. So whatever you are writing, he sees it and says, no, don't write like this. Write like this. He's guiding you. It's your writing, but he's the one guiding you. You don't write like this. Then you call it a thesis. You call it a project. This is it. Somebody cannot just come now and say, he has... he's a historian or he's an engineer. We'll ask him, where is your degree? No, I didn't go to. I stayed in the house and studied. I'm very good. Who will employ him? This is something of the world, Father, that is meaningless. If you take your car to somebody who is not a good mechanic, he will only spoil it for you. That's all. If you go to a person who is not a medical doctor and he attends to you, he will only take your life. That's all. You are not going to go to hell because of that. But if you go to somebody who guides you on a path that is not the correct path, he will take you to hell. Let us be very careful. Who do we listen to? Who do we take message from? So Allah is the one telling us. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مَا اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ فَتُلْكَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَلُومًا مَدْخُورًا. Because if you do that, if you don't use your hearing well, you don't use your sight well, you don't use your heart well, and you're not taught how to, what to put in your heart, Shema Tijani is always as telling you, if you are going to do your awrad, he says, be attentive, be calm, and follow the wardens. He is the one who teaches you Fatiha, Salat al-Fatihi, Jarat al-Kamal. Be praising the Prophet, be thinking about the Prophet. Be looking at this man. Put him as, imagine him in front of you. This is what Shema Madigan is teaching you. This is what he wants to fill your heart. Somebody else is teaching you. That man is bad. Don't follow him. That one is bad. What this man is doing is bid'ah. What he's only telling you the bad about people. That's what he's filling your heart. You yourself judge which one is having a better heart. But will kefi jahannama maluman, you'll be blaming yourself. What took me to listen to people? Madhuran, rejected. يوم تبرع الذين تبعوا من الذين تبعوا. That day, the one that you have been following will seek, will also get away from you. وقال الذين تبعوا لو أن كرتم فانا تبرع منهم كما تبرع منا. It is that day you are going to know that, oh, if you have chance, you will not follow them again. لو كنا نسمع أو نأكله ما كنا في أصحاب السير. Don't wait till that day before you hear and think. Hear today, think today, use your intelligence today.
أفأصفاكم ربكم بالبنين واتخذ من الملائكة إناثا إنكم لتقولون قولا عظيما.
أفأصفاكم ربكم بالبنين واتخذ من الملائكة إناثا إنكم لتقولون قولا عظيما. Allah has finished what He is teaching us and is going to go back now to be asking us questions. Whenever you finish teaching, you give examination. Why? To evaluate. So from now onward, Allah will be teaching us, will be giving us examination. This is what I teach you. You yourself ask yourself, is it like this? أَفَأَصْفَيْكُمْ رَبُكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ وَاتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاثًا. Will Allah favor you with male children, and He Himself, all His children are that you call children are angels, and you call them female? Because the Arabs, they say al-amlaku banatullah, that the angels are children of Allah. Huh? Allah has children. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Allah does not bear children, and He is not born. So here, if you yourself, whenever you hear that your wife delivers a male child, you are happy. Why will you think the person that gave you that blessing, he, when he is going to take children, he is going to take female? I'm asking you, it's a question. Does it make sense to you? أَفَأَصْفَيْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ وَاتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاثًا. This statement you are saying, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَكُولُنَا قَوْلًا عَزِيمًا. This is a horrible, terrible statement that you are saying. When this was said, the firmaments were shaking. That Allah has a son? Huh? How can you say Allah has a son? Do you know what's the meaning of having a child? It's your own body fat that they take part of and cut it away. And they take somebody's own and cut it away and merge it together. In your own case, they took your sperm. In the woman's case, they take his egg, and they use that to fertilize it and stays there. That's why always you find out that the woman, Allah asks us to respect them more. We should pay obedience to our mothers more, because the woman, one day a woman said in court, he said, my husband divorced me and he came and he took the children. How can? Because the court said, what's the reason? He said, look, the time he was giving out the seed, he gave the seed in enjoyment. The time he was carrying the seed, he carried it light. When I was getting this seed, I got it in difficulty. When I'm carrying it, when I carry it in difficulty, when I'm going to put it down, I put it down in difficulty. You are carrying all your children's seeds now behind you. All your children that you are going to give back to the end of your lifetime, they are at your back now. Do you know you are carrying anything? That's how light they are. What of the woman? The time is going to carry this seed in his womb, in her womb. Heavy. For 9 months. Wahanan ala wahanin. Then the day you are going to give this seed to a woman to carry for you, how did you give it? In enjoyment. What of the day the woman is going to bring that seed after it has developed to bring it to the world? Wawadatu karhan. He is going to bring it in pain. So you have to respect your mothers more. So afasfeekum rabbukum bil banina wattakhadha min al malaikati inasan innakum latakuluna qawlan azima. So don't ever say that Allah has children. Who are the children? You said it is the angels. That is what the Arabs they say. In the case of the Christians, they say no, he has only one son. Ask yourself, because Allah is asking you, it's an exam now. We have entered the exam. Allah will be asking questions now, like this. For us to go back to ourselves, if I'm the one, is this how I'll answer? Like if you have opportunity to have a child and you are told that no matter the children you have the capacity to make them whatever they want to be. Will you have only one child? And Allah will have only one child if he's going to have a child. Then he wouldn't look for another Allah like himself and take from. He will come and look, take from his creation to borrow. You, it's another creation like you that you went to borrow a womb to fertilize your sperm. But what of Allah? He's going to borrow from somebody. If he has a pair, but does Allah have any pair? That's Allah. That's why Allah will go to that next. Do you think Allah has a pair? If he has a pair, they will be competing. It is that pair that Allah will go and borrow from. Innahum yaakuluna ta'ama wa yamshuna fil aswaq. Don't you see that all these prophets, Jesus Christ, the mother, they used to eat. They used to go inside the market. Allah, when he's talking, he talks in a beautiful mood. But this is to tell you, if somebody eats, he has to go to the toilet. Allah will go to the toilet. If somebody is walking in the market, he has a need. Allah will have need. Ask yourself. Even the king does not walk in the market.
This person wants to know whether shaking hand with a Christian after ablution, whether it breaks ablution.
Somebody is asking, if you shake hands with a Christian after ablution, does it break your ablution? How? I don't understand it. Because after ablution, you can hold your handset. Your handset is made by a human being. Let alone a Christian that is made by Allah. You have been told what is dirty. Don't touch dirt, that's all. If you don't touch what is dirty, and if you touch what is dirty, ablution does not break anyway. What happens? You wash it. Even physics, if you touch it, you wash it. Let alone a human being created by God. And that, not only did he create him, we are going to see in this surah. Allah said, Walakat karamna. But Allah said he has given him dignity. You will not give him the dignity?
This person wants to know. It's like he entered mosque while the Isha prayer has been completed. So he joined them in Taraweeh. So he wants to know that after the Taraweeh prayer, should he stand up now and complete with the other two rakats to make up for his Isha?
In the mazhab of Imam Malik, you don't join prayer except you know what prayer you are joining. Because in the mazhab, if you are going to pray Asr and you met somebody, if you are going to pray Zuhur, you met somebody in Asr, you wouldn't join him. You will go and pray your own. But in the mazhab of Ahmad bin Hanbal, anybody you meet in the mosque, they are praying, you make your intention, you follow the person. You are on your intention. You are following for the purpose of congregation. Because the Prophet allowed one day somebody, he came, he met Salah, has been said, and he said one of the companion brothers should give him sadaqah by going to pray with him so that he still have jami'i. So this is what they are holding to. So like in that case, you came to come and pray Isha, you met them praying Taraweeh, then you join them. You make your intention for Isha, not Taraweeh. If you finish praying your four rakah, that is a Isha, you make salama, then you can now join their Taraweeh. But you don't notice that they are doing Taraweeh. What was the intention when you started? It's Isha. So complete your Isha. If you only had two rakah, then they finish their Taraweeh, complete your Isha. So if you are following the mazhab of Ahmad bin Hanbal, which nobody can stop you from not following, follow that. Because doing that, it has an advantage. In the mosque, you don't see people different. This one is praying here, this one is praying here. It allows everybody at all the time to have one imam. That's the advantage of that.
Still on Taraweeh, another person wants to know whether during Taraweeh he can just make four rakah at a go with one tahiyat. Also the same thing as Shafi'i and Witr.
Like we said just now, Allazina yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsana. Follow the best thing you have had. What we know that we met our ulamas doing, and what they say the Prophet ﷺ does, is that every time the Prophet does nafila, after every two rakah he will sit down. If it's in the daytime, he doesn't make salama. If it's night time, after every two rakah he will make a salama. Follow that. This is what I know. It's nafila you are doing. Why are you choosing this and choosing that? Why? Do the simple thing that you have met everybody doing. Is Allah making one eye to you that you want, now want to become a prophet?
Salaam alaikum. This person wants to know the right time for the right day for traveling or visiting someone in Islam.
The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was his habit most of the time, if he's going to travel, he travels on Thursday. Then there are times that the Quran itself said are times for somebody to enter his house, like Zahira, the time for siesta, like after night. All this time, don't. But the most important thing is, whoever you want to visit, find out his own culture. Everybody has his culture. There are people, you see, they write on their door, visitors are not allowed except between 10 to 12. Go there at that time. Because everybody has a right to his own culture, as long as it is not Farila. There are people that, if you visit at night, you are disturbing them, because they don't receive visitors at night. So all this depends from one place to another. So it's an issue of culture, it's not an issue of religion as such.
This person wants to know, in the previous day, I think about 3 days ago, you talked about stealing, that after discovering that he stole somebody's else property, so he now realized that it is forbidden. What should he do to the things he has stolen?
For somebody to realize that you have done something wrong, that is already the first step for Allah to forgive you. So if you do know that you have stolen something, is it something that can be returned? You have to ask. If you return it to him directly, is this going to bring you shame? It's not for a human being to shame himself. If it's going to bring you shame, is there a way you can return it? You see, there is something you see our library does sometimes. People think it's funny. It's very intelligent and it's wisdom. They will just say amnesty. Whoever has any book with him, we are giving the next 1 week as amnesty, return. You return. So find, if there's a way you can return it without, since he didn't know you take it, without him also know that you have it has been returned by you, do it. If it's something you have already used, which means you can't return. For example, now, let's say you take somebody's handset. You have used it. It has even spoiled. It's no more with you. Just approach him. You don't have to tell him. He said, friend, he said, yes. You know, we live together. He said, yes. When I think about it, there are sometimes I've offended you wrongly. please, whatever I have done to you, I want to travel home for holidays. Forgive me. I don't know how this life will be. He will say he has forgiven you. That's all. You don't have to mention it. Because it's not good for you if Allah has protected your dignity and he didn't allow you to be caught for you to come and expose yourself. You know.
Kankala, this person wants to know your opinion about this thing. The person said he lost, I don't know whether it's his or her now, he lost his mother or her mother during childhood and was taken to a foster home. So it's like the name, the original name he has with the parent now, with his parent was Amina, but he told the name he told them in foster home now is Fatima. He wants to know your opinion about this issue.
The name of a person is a name that he is given by the parents when they did the akika. If you are given a good name, there is no reason for you to change it. If you are given a name that is not a pleasant name, you can change it. But if your name is Amina, that was given to you by your parents, and you go to a foster house and you told them Fatima out of mistake because you are too small, and you now realize, you can choose, go back to your Amina, that is your name that your father and your mother gave to you. Are you with me now? And if you are disturbed as what to do and it disturbs you, behave like the Yorubas. There is some wisdom that they do. Call yourself Amina, call yourself Fatima. And so what? Some of them bear up to five names. So, because I don't know the answer to this. To me, your name is Amina. It's still your name. People now know you as Fatima, which means that's what they call you. Hyphenate them and use them together.
Come, Kala. This person wants to know whether it is allowable to collect food for Sahur and Iftar from opposite sex, whether boyfriend or girlfriend.
No, I wouldn't say boyfriend or girlfriend, your colleagues. Because anybody who is fasting definitely is not out to do something that is obscene. If you have colleagues, they are male, they are female, you are in the class together, and they now cook food and they gave to you, of course you take. There's nothing wrong in all this. Or maybe she's even your fiancé. If you know you have a fiancé, tell the parents. So they will give you permission to be seeing her. And you know you are seeing her now as a fiancé. It's not that you are seeing her illegally. If she gives you something, take it. Or even your neighbor, whether you're Muslim or Christian, whatever they give you, take. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to take, there was a day he took the leg. He was given a leg of a sheep that is roasted by a Jewess that was poisoned. But he took it. So if he's not allowed to take from non-Muslims, the Prophet ﷺ will be the last person to take something from a non-Muslim. And if you say it's wrong, you have already said the Prophet is wrong. So be very careful. And when the Prophet was going to eat the lamb or the leg of the sheep that is roasted, the leg was saying, I'm poisoned. So you are allowed to eat, whether from a Muslim, from a Christian, from a woman, from a female. That is a different thing entirely. But committing sin is another different thing entirely.
Kankala, this person wants to know your opinion about this. It's like he suspects whatever he does. Ablution, he suspects everything. In fact, during prayer, whether it's three or four records, he doesn't know which is which.
Well, it's a simple matter. It's psychological. When you are in your prayer and you think that your ablution has spoiled and you know it happens to you, don't go after the prayer, continue. That's the only way you defeat it. That's what the Prophet Lama said. He said, until one of you hear the sound or you hear the smell, if you don't, continue your prayer. It's Satan. All this doubt is Satan that is putting it in your mind. So you start prayer, you just say, did I pollute or not? Continue your prayer, don't bother. It's with Allah you are dealing, not with yourself.
Okay, now this person wants to know. He said he heard from somewhere that.
Doubting prayers? Ah, he has his prayers. He has his prayers. That's all. What we are saying is that you come to pray. As you are praying, if you doubt that you have two rakah, you have only one, build on it to be two. If you doubt that, have I just passed wind or not? And you know it has happened to you before. Continue your prayer. It's okay. Not your prayer is intact, nothing has happened to it. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said. He said, until you hear sound or you hear smell. If you don't hear any of these things, continue your prayer. Just because it entered your heart, don't take it. That's what. No, if he comes, then person like that is simple. Always pray behind an imam. If you come for congregational prayer during Zuhur, you have made an ablution, say all your prayers. Don't get whether you think that you have passed wind or not. And look, by the time you finish, everybody says Salaam Alaikum, you know you have prayed. You understand now? That's always praying in congregation is very beneficial. Some of the doubts will be taken away from you. Then what you are doubting, and if it becomes frequent, know that it's a disease. That's why even a person that constantly urinating, they said before every salah he makes ablution. You don't care about the remaining urine that is coming throughout your salah until you finish. Take yourself to be in that position.
This person had something that Fatima had. The person wants to know your opinion about half of deen.
Not Sayyidah Fatima. Sayyidah Fatima has more than the whole of the deen. It's Sayyidah Aisha. The Prophet ﷺ said, take half of your religion from this beautiful light complexion lady. That's Sayyidah Aisha. Because she has so much interest in asking the Prophet ﷺ all the time. And she was always staying with the Prophet. And among the wives of the Prophet, she is one that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Angel Gabriel, comes to him with wahi, and they are in the bed together.
It's time, we'll take the rest tomorrow.
May Allah accept our fasting. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept us in this Ramadan. May He make us among those emancipated in this Ramadan. May Allah continue to give us security in this country. May He increase the wealth of our country. Our president that is sick, may Allah grant him health.
Amen.
All of us that are sick, may Allah grant us health.
Amen.
All our patients in the hospital, may Allah grant them health.
Amen.
May Allah give us security on our campuses, in our homes, in our families. Bijahil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May Allah reward our ulama.
Amen.
All those intending Islam with evil, may Allah weaken them.
Amen.
All those assisting Islam, may Allah strengthen them.
Amen.
All those that are praying and asking us to pray for one another, may Allah accept our prayers. All those of us that are studying, may Allah grant us success in our studies.
Amen.
Those of us that are working, may Allah bless our work.
Amen.
Those of us with family, may Allah bless our family.
Amen.
Our food, our drink, our wearings, our clothing, our houses, may Allah provide them for us.
Amen.
In dignity.
Bijahil
Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm ad-din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqima sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. غير المكذوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين